hospitals provided a very important day service for elderly people living and people living alone as well in the areas that they supply and feed. And I think the hospital day centres had been closed because of COVID and because of the risk of cross infection to hospital residents and that there now. I think there might have been some delays then with staffing levels afterwards of getting them re-going. So I'm delighted to see that they're actually going to be reopened now in the coming weeks, and hopefully they will go from strength to strength again, because I think they were very important for people, elderly people living in the area.
Recently we did see a report that despite the pandemic being lifted for quite some time, there was still an element of people being a bit hesitant, particularly the older cohort, to go out and mingle in society again. It's important that they do avail of these services once they're up and running to kind of limit that hesitancy going forward.
Yeah, because it's important that there's social contact and contact amongst and meeting friends and stuff like that is vitally important for health and well-being as well. And while COVID had a significant impact in relation to that, it's important now that the danger from COVID has greatly decreased, that we get back and get back to getting back to normal, and for people to get back to having the best lives that they can. And I think the community centres or the hospital day centres serve a very important role in relation to that for elderly people as well, because I know from quite a lot of elderly people it was the contact that they had with friends and neighbours and stuff like that as well, which is very important, and it's very important for overall well-being.
Quite a delay though in the reopening. Any reason given for why it's been so long and getting it over the line?
No, but as usual with HSE, they're very difficult to get actual answers to them from them as to why, what the delays are. I'm not sure, actually. I think there was difficulties over staffing and something out there. I think every place is experiencing difficulty with staff at the moment, and maybe because staff were let go because the day centers were closed, and it was very difficult to get staff back in as well. And that's something that has to be looked at for the future, I think, to ensure that that staff aren't lost to lockdowns like this that may happen. But I fear that possibly we will see further lockdowns in the future because as these things develop. But we want to make sure that this services can continue as much as possible, and that means that the HSE and other bodies have to make a decision to hold on to staff regardless of whether the service they were working in was closed for a period of time. They should be doing that to make sure that they can continue on as soon as possible afterwards.